good.
You've been notified, podcast. We are back. As you can see, lockdown situation. Got to follow the rules. We're back in the Zoom meeting.
Yep.
Where are you?
In my studio.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hate, man. We made a whole studio. We can't even sit there and do it.
What?
We made a whole studio and we can't even sit there and do our podcast. Like, we made like 2-3 episodes and now we're back to the Zoom meetings. Like, come on.
Back to the
bro. Basement. You're having too much fun there, bro. Yeah,
this is wicked. The fuck is that? Oh.
Ooh. But yeah, yo, you've been notified podcast. Episode what, 20?
Something like that.
Yeah, yo, we did 20 episodes. Take that in.
Yay!
That's an accomplishment.
No way. That's it.
20 episodes, yo. 20 fun episodes that we did. Yeah, yo, just keep hitting that subscribe button. Like the videos. Enjoy them. But do subscribe. We're almost at 100.
Let's get like here.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
I'm going to keep growing my beard out till we hit 100.
Ooh.
All right, that sounds like a deal.
I know that's gonna backfire on me. I feel like people won't subscribe just to see it grow bigger. I just thought about that. I'm like, that's not a good idea for me, yo. Like,
my man's gonna look like Santa Claus, bro, by next year.
Right, exactly, bro. I'll be Gandalf, bro. Like, what the hell?
This guy's gonna be the Great White.
Gandalf Dumbledore. I'll be one of those. Yo, straight. Oh man, but yeah, how's everything been, yo?
Everything's good. The same old bullshit at home.
No, I feel like that's what everyone's. Yeah, that's the same for everyone, man.
The same old bullshit at home, bro. Just fucking sleep.
Yeah, copy and paste is the answer for me too.
Same here.
Nothing else. You go outside for a walk here and there, you know.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Jaw do everything, you know. Jaw to be no.
Oh, jaw, that's a flex. Jaw's a flex always.
How many times a day?
I mean, I have coffee in the morning. Jaw is like the evening before dinner kind of flex. I have that a couple hours before.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like when you're watching the 5-6 o'clock news and you just have jaw with it, like right. You want to see what's going on in the world. That's when I have it.
Right, but then I also got Snapchat from you last night that you had like jaw like 10 o'clock at night.
Sometimes, yeah. Yo, I'm a little spontaneous with the jaw. Okay, like a little get a little out of control.
My guy, that jaw fiend, bro.
Bro, I honestly, this whole like lockdown corona thing, that's like got me on the jaw flex.
It's making you try new things, eh?
Yeah, yo, jaw's like the new. I don't know, like that's like funny, yo. That's pretty much what it is. Jaw's like water, yo.
Jaw's a new water.
I tell you, again. Jaw's hot, bro. What are you talking about? You chug that shit?
No, you can't chug that. No. You're gonna burn your side, bro. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll have it like coffee in the morning. I'll have jaw like when it's time for like news, like 5-6 o'clock, you know, CTV news and stuff.
Yep.
CP24. Well then, you know, you have it then. Yeah, yo, with all the stuff going on in the world, yo, you need to have the jaw, yo. You gotta absorb everything that you see on the TV and stuff, all the media.
Nah, I haven't watched TV in like.
Bruh, we're living through like a history book right now. It's
yo, your crazy. Door just opened.
Yeah, shit's fucking ghost, bro. What the fuck?
I was like, what?
Dude, someone heard Jaw. Like, yeah, let me get some.
Like, may I come into?
Like, Jaw Baniki? Yeah. Don't.
This part is about to be done.
Quick one little thing. What do you guys have, Jaw? Do you put. Like more water, less milk, or do you put more milk, less water?
Okay, yeah, so my parents, they put like more water, right? Yeah. And they'd be like, yo, let it boil. I'm like, why? It's just like, do we baddu pani or like actual water? Just let it evaporate and shit, right? And then add the fucking dodin after. So I don't know how much dodin goes, how much water really goes into the cha.
Yo, because since this whole lockdown thing's been going on, I've been experimenting with jaw.
Right.
I've been trying different things in it. And I'm just like, yo, like, I'll put it in.
You go half and half?
Like, this much pani, this much milk, or like this much milk, this much pani, right? This much, whatever. I'll put that in. Like, I'll try different amounts. Yeah. And then, have you ever guys had the jaw with just milk only, no water?
Yeah.
I don't even drink jaw. I drink iced coffee.
haven't had iced coffee in a long time, yo.
Yeah, I didn't even drink chai, to be honest.
It's been a while.
I'll have chai, like, on occasions. Just, like, you know, when I feel like it.
If my baba's working, coffee for me, like, is every fucking... day. I have coffee every day. That's my flex, coffee.
Yeah, I can't do that, bro.
You don't even talk about coffee. Well,
I have drank
coffee at all. You do not talk about it. this man is something else on coffee.
Oh, me? Yeah.
Yeah, yo.
Nah, I'm not even that crazy, bro. Chill.
Man's wired.
Bro, fucking, well, what did I get that day? Was it Starbucks or Tim Hortons? It was like some.
I got a caramel macchiato.
But two espresso shots inside.
Matt was on one.
Bro, 10 hours, bro. I'm fucking bouncing.
Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy.
The person that gave me that drink, they just wanted to see failure or like some shit.
All right. Yeah, man. That was something interesting to see. That was very interesting.
Crazy.
Talking about what's interesting, let's switch topics, yo, because there's a lot been going on. A lot's been going on, yo. We gotta, you know, talk about what's been going on. Especially what's going on in the world with COVID, and what's going on in India as well.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah, let's talk about India. Let's talk about what's going on in India. Mm-hmm. One thing that's really interesting to see is how everyone's come together. That is something very, very humbling to see. Seeing everyone come together, seeing how some Bollywood actresses want or whatever, they want to say some stuff, which is like, yo, you're tripping. Like, yo, calm yourself.
Right?
Seeing Diljit on a different level. Like, bro, I like your clapback game. That was strong, yo. what do you guys have to think about what's going on in India with all the laws that they putting out, like the new bills that they had, whatever. What do you guys think about it?
It's unfair.
Yeah, bro. Like, for those like that don't have no idea what's going on in India, like basically like the farmers, like millions of farmers, like started to protest for their livelihood and to fight against like what's these new amendments that have been made against like the farming and agriculture industry. And it's crazy, like to just like what you see on the news and stuff, and like Sim said, to see the community come together to back a cause, like it's pretty humbling to see that. Like everywhere around the world, like you see people doing like California, Toronto, UK,
Vancouver, it's
worldwide, yo.
Yeah, Vancouver. Like it's literally worldwide. Yeah, and like it's crazy. And then the crazier thing is that like we're seeing it so much, but it's still not being like brought up enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, there's different things now. They're, like, they're banning stuff on, like, on Instagram, they ban stuff. Facebook, they ban stuff. They're banning stuff now. Like, they don't want this message to be out there, which is, like, crazy to me.
Yeah, like, what social media platforms are doing right now is they're shadow banning just, like, certain hashtags.
Yeah, I was going to say that they like, blocked off some sort of hashtags that we can't use.
Yeah, yeah.
So it won't be, like, spread out as much. But, yeah, there's not enough media attention.
Yeah, so basically, like,
there is media attention, but they're putting the where it started off with the whole peaceful protesting is went from there to now the media is just trying to pick point at different things. Like, they're trying to make it into a different situation. Like, they're like the whole thing about having pizza. Like, bro, why is like, come on, like, they gotta eat too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like, you're just like nitpicking at little things to make that into an issue and put that in the media. They just wanted to pick different things.
Like,
yeah, bro, like I said, like, for those who don't really know what's going on, like, so back in September, the government of India, they drafted up and passed a farmers bill, and they came out with three amendments in the hopes of helping farmers, but however, like, these bills, they're doing the exact opposite. In fact, they're actually detrimental to the farmers of India.
Were they saying that it's going to change the game? Like, it's going to change everything. It's really good. Like, they're saying it's really good, but
Yeah, so the government's saying that these rules are made to help farmers sell their product a little easier.
Yeah.
And basically, that was their intent. But however, like, what it's actually done is it's taken away, like, MSP, which is minimum support price, right? And like these farmers, they banked on the MSP when it came to selling their products. And now without MSP, which is the minimum support price, like private companies and corporations, they can just come in and make whatever price they want. Like, for example, they can literally buy like bananas and stuff for literally for 2 rupees.
Like they have 20, I think they said 23 crops. They'll have like the rice, grain, cereals, whatever, like that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you have your minimum support price, it was kind of like you still had that to rely on. Like you have like a base kind of price thing for when you're selling and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you take that out of the situation, you have these other private parties, corporations coming into you. Now, like, imagine you have like you do your whole thing, you have it all there, like you're just waiting to sell it. After 4, 5, 6 days, you'll just be like, "Oh, just give me whatever for it," because you just want to use it.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, you have to make your money. You have to find some way to fund your livelihood, and that shitty thing is that like a lot of these farmers, they're already so much in debt and they're so poor and everything that they don't have the resources to voice against these corporations and big companies, and then they're just going to be forced to sign these deals without even having any lawyer looking over the contracts and stuff. And ultimately, like, what that's going to lead to is like exploitation of the farmers by these huge corporations.
Yeah.
And like even if you just look at the three bills, right? Like the first one is the Farmers Produce Trade and Commerce Act. So it states that like, oh, the farmers, they don't need to go to like, you know, like they used to. So what farmers in India, they do, they go to like this place called the Mandi.
Which is
pretty much like a marketplace where they can go and sell their products at the MSP. And even though that like these mandis are heavily taxed and stuff, at least the farmers get like their minimum wage, right? But now like these new bills are eliminating MSP. So you can see like that's like pretty much like, oh, you going to work tomorrow and they're saying, hey, we're not gonna pay you minimum wage. And they can literally like pay you $2 an hour to work. Like you can see how crazy that is, right?
Yeah, and especially with the MSP thing, because when we had like those new bills that came out, the three different ones that came out, one of the main issues was that there wasn't if you have something, you're gonna say like he's saying that, oh, the MSP will be there, it's gonna be there. Mm-hmm. Okay, they would want assurance, like, yo, it's on there, written in paper, like, yo, it's not something where it's just a word of mouth. It'll be actually in the papers, like it'll be in that bill. Because even right now, that's what he said. He's like, oh, no, nothing's going to happen to MSP. It's still going to be there. Next thing you know, a year, 2 years later, something else happens. The bill's already gone through. Like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like...
some sort of, like, back, like... What's that word I'm looking for? A loophole, basically.
It's
a whole monopoly. It's a monopoly. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And like how you said, like, these farmers... No, they're saying, the government's saying, oh, don't worry, there's still going to be an MSP, but without anything in writing, like, how can you assure that like I said before, like, these private corporations, they can buy it for whatever they want. Like, what's to make it, like, what's the assurance that these people keep an MSP or, like, a minimum wage? Like, they can go ahead and, like, just against it and just pay less than minimum wage.
Exactly. And private parties, private corporations, they could honestly, like, they could take advantage of the farmers. At some point, they could take advantage once the MSP's gone. They're, at that point, they're going to throw any price at you. What other options do you have? Like, how many options do you have to do?
Yeah, and, like, what's even more messed up is, like, one of the bills is called the Essential Commodities Act. So now pretty much, like, since the act has been passed, it pretty much deems produce made by the farmers no longer essential anymore. So these private corporations and organizations, they can control the supply and demand. Like, they can go ahead and like get all these produce and products from farmers and just keep stocking it up,
like,
creating and then creating like this artificial demand. Yeah. And then what does this artificial demand basically do? It makes farmers work a lot more.
Yeah.
That too for less than minimum wage, which is the MSP.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, like, you pretty much making farmers go from, like, working for minimum wage to, like, basically becoming, like, basically becoming corporate slaves.
That's pretty much what it is,
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, and, like, and that's why, like, farmers from so many different states, like, Haryana, Punjab, and Uttar Pradesh, they're all going walking over to Delhi in this march called Delhi Chalo to just simply have a conversation with the government to revert these bills. But then what sucks is like what the government's doing back is like they're literally tear gassing these farmers, throwing water cannons, and even like the military is setting up barricades and stuff so the farmers can't even reach Delhi.
Yeah.
It's tough times out there, and especially you see all the videos of like the old, you know, Brazilians sitting on the ground, like on the ground, cold. You know, it's cold over there now too, because they're in the winter times over there. So they're just on the ground, on like, I mean, like how like, it's tough for them to stay out there, but you know they're sticking out. They're sticking for what they want, what they need, for the benefits of them, their children, like this for the future. So they're making big sacrifices out there.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, you guys done some grocery shopping too, right? Like, standing in line. Like, you can imagine, like, we're freezing our asses just waiting 10 minutes in line, right? And we're complaining about the cold. Imagine, like, these farmers that have to spend these cold nights in Delhi, like, just like, sleeping on the floor with, like, and, like, in the cold. Like, imagine what they're going through.
So, from what I read is that you know how there's, like, different sides of the parties? They just made this without consulting, I guess, the other side of the party. That's what I've read.
Like, yeah, they passed these bills without consulting the farmers' union.
Exactly, right? So I feel like they should have
basically overstepped them.
Exactly. So I feel like now, like with what's going on, like with the whole, it's peaceful protesting. Like that's what's been going on. They're just looking at it like, okay, like they're saying, if they want to, they should just put it down on the papers, like MSP will not be taken away. I feel like that's one step that might kind of like diffuse the situation that's going on. Like that would be one thing I would say first.
Or like revert these bills.
There's different levels to this. There's different steps they have to take.
Yeah, if you really like, I want to just back up that point. If you really want to help these farmers, then just raise the MSP. Like there's no, I don't know, bro. And like you said, the whole pizza thing, like the media is like broadcast, they choose what they want and what they want to be out there. So it's like the whole pizza thing. Like, where was this energy when farmers were, you know, drinking poison and suiciding because they can't afford their bills and stuff?
Exactly.
And they're forced to sell off their land. Like,
they're all just trying to, I don't know, man. It's just, they're just trying to, you know, make their own new headlines of what's going on. Like,
it's like adding more oil to the flame. That's what the media is doing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pinpointing shit out and just making it worse than it is.
That's what I've seen.
I've also seen that they added internet jammers and stuff so that news can't go in and out.
Yeah.
So that the people that are protesting, they can't see, like, oh, they don't really know the support. Like for example, I seen a video, I think Arnojda, he just came to India yesterday and he was giving a speech and stuff. And even he was saying like, oh, like you guys should go on Google and stuff, like, and see like the amount of support that you guys are receiving from like the youth of our culture. Like they're out there doing rallies and so many, like, worldwide. And like, it's crazy to see like how many people have come together.
Oh, yeah, I mean, even the one from here that went from Brantley Go Station, the parking lot there, all the way downtown to the consulate. Mm-hmm. I mean, the movement is big. It's a very big movement. I mean, it's all peaceful protesting. I mean, it's just to get the voice out there for everyone to know what's been going on, right? Like, it's just for the Indian government to kind of understand, like, yo, we're all, like, seeing what's going on. We all want this to just, like, be, like, calm down, like all, like, completed. Right, like just meet their demands. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a step they would have to take. It's a step by step process. They just need to, like, actually, like, get these meetings done. Like, you know, down with it.
Mm-hmm.
They have another meeting.
It's gonna take a while till all this thing goes back to normal, especially.
I mean, it's the other way I look at it. It's like, yeah, okay, you fix the situation, but now, like, where's that government trust now?
Exactly, mm-hmm. that's the thing. There's at the end of this, I don't think there's gonna be any trust with the government anymore.
Yeah, it's a risky, it's a difficult thing to like it's very difficult. I mean, the situation, because
I mean, at this point, we can just continue what we're doing.
Yeah,
put the pressure on media stations and our own government bodies to like bring awareness to this topic, and then once India starts seeing that, oh, their public relations with other countries are getting affected by what they're doing to like the Kisans of like India and stuff,
yeah,
then they'll start making moves once it starts affecting their economy and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like the more the reason why everyone's voicing and stuff is to put that pressure on the India government to make the change.
Yeah
And like other than that, like just to like do a quick wrap up, like I would say it's like, oh, continue educating yourself, raise awareness to others about the topic, and then also you can donate as well to organizations such as Khalsa Aid and stuff, which take the money to provide seva and essential items to the protesters in India.
And I want to, especially shout out to everyone. You know, so I've seen people make sweaters for like no farmers, no food. Like, see sweaters. That's That's a really great thing. And the proceeds go to like donations as well. Like, it's to see like everyone putting their part in and like talking about it, raising awareness about it. It's really nice to see. That's what I have to say for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you see it on, I see it on Instagram all the time. Every time I see it, I just look at it. I'm like, wow, like, everyone's connected with this. Like, it just
100%. So it's actually really inspiring.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then we have Justin Trudeau, who's also supporting this as well. He's always with the human rights. It's like, if there's peaceful protesting, we back it. Like, we're there with you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, hey man, even Canada, we got their own things going on right here over too with the COVID thing. And we're still watching out for everyone. You know, that's what I like about it. What do you guys think about the whole COVID situation over here? Lockdowns, yo.
Bro,
it's horrible. it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know how, man. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm kind of used to it now, I'd say.
Yeah, we're used to it, but like I don't see no improvement at all.
Yeah, bro, Budgie, I think you should say that point again that you were just saying before, like unless all of Ontario goes on lockdown, then what's the point of a lockdown, right?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you were saying that. What were you saying exactly?
I was saying, like, if you put one city on lockdown, like let's say Brampton's on lockdown now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like the Brampton guys can't go anywhere, and then the malls are closed. You don't think like we're gonna go from here to Vaughan to go to the fucking like the malls there?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, how is it gonna stop us from moving from here to here?
The mall was packed, bro.
Yeah, especially where you work.
Well, I think it was packed. I was like, yo, it's like Boxing Day all over again. What the hell?
Yeah. And then you sent that snap where like they had that lineup going up for Nike. Remember like that Nike sale or whatever was going on?
Nightmares, bro. And then I had nightmares that night.
It's fucking crazy. But like I think I heard like they were gonna start IDing people if they go to malls and then see like where you're from.
Oh really? I mean supposedly now they're saying there's been complete Ontario lockdown, they're saying now. That they say it might happen.
Maybe, yeah, but
they're gonna make an announcement, yeah.
Yeah.
Bless. Yeah, yo, it's the lockdown situation. I mean, they got the vaccines coming in now. We already have a couple people who already took the vaccines. So it was in the news.
So I don't know if that was true about the vaccine, about that face paralysis. Some people were saying it was fake.
I
heard only like out of all the people that got it in UK, it was only 4 cases.
With the face paralysis?
Yeah, there's 4 like confirmed cases of like that face paralysis. So
It's called from what I read, it was called Bell's palsy or something. Yeah, something like that. Bell's palsy. Interesting, yo. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting thing.
That's pretty messed up.
Like
I also heard like how someone caught like there's like some sort of strain, not a strain, or like someone had HIV after getting the vaccine. But I'm like, there's no way unless that needle was used twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's believable, but that's kind of weird. Like it triggers something in your blood cells. I don't know. They did some next fucking
research. That's weird. I didn't hear that. But like, yeah, what do you get?
They just said that they're going to cancel all incoming flights from the UK for 72 hours.
Well, they should stop every single flight that's coming in.
Because there's a new strain of COVID-19. Bro, we can barely deal with one. You gotta bring another one? Like, what the hell's going on, man?
COVID-20.
No, it's COVID-20. It's still COVID-19, man. Yeah, it's a new variant. This is a different type, I guess. I don't know. From what it says, yeah, it's a new variant. It spreads faster, they say.
So it's that vaccine that they are pushing now, is it effective against the new strain or what?
That's what they're saying.
It says right here, I'm looking on Global News. They're saying that it should still be effective against it. That's what they say.
Yeah.
British PM said that, Prime Minister.
It should be.
Would you guys take the vaccine?
I don't know yet, man. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I probably want to get all my allergies and everything, make sure that's no like problem if I were to take it. Because that's what they say, is like if you're allergic to some certain things in it, that's what they say for sure. I don't know, yo, to be honest. I haven't heard, for the people who took it here yet, they haven't said if there are like any like new updates about what's going on with them, but like I kind of want to know first.
Yeah, that's the thing, like just especially with like the first wave of doses, like I don't know, maybe I might just wait on it just to see if there's any long-term side effects or anything.
Wait, which one did we get, the Pfizer one?
I believe so. They're saying that they're going to get like 100,000 a week in January, something like that.
Oh, yeah, no, we're getting 125,000, they say, every week starting January. Yeah.
Starting January?
500,000 vaccines.
So wait, the first ones we got, were the Pfizer ones or the Moderna ones?
I think it was Moderna.
They're saying the Moderna or one of them, they have to be kept in like cool storage, basically. Like,
yeah, I think they say it's up to -80 degrees. You have to keep it.
Yeah, -70 to -80.
Yeah, yeah.
Be effective, whatever. But yeah. The other ones, like, it's okay to go. The Pfizer one.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the vaccine. I mean, I feel like I heard like they say that if you take the vaccine, like that you get like if you're like, say if they want to open up like sports stadiums or like concerts, or not even concerts, like any kind of like bigger event, like if you took the vaccine, you'll have like something with you to showcase that you had the vaccine, you took it.
Yeah, like a slip or like some sort of a
card or something.
Yeah.
See, so now that's what I was gonna ask. Would that sway your decision to getting the vaccine if like let's say something like going to the mall or going to the movies, you have to show like that slip, and without that slip, you can't get in.
That's a card basically of your freedom.
But hold on. If you take the vaccine, you get that card. Yeah. If they give you a card when you take the vaccine, and you're going to the mall, what are is it that you don't have to wear a mask going to the mall now? Is that what it is?
Or I'm just saying, like, just simply just entering the mall.
Now I'm pretty sure you don't have to wear the mask anymore.
So you don't have So then you don't have to take the vaccine if you just wear a mask then.
No, but I'm saying, what if it comes to the point where the government?
What?
I'm saying, what if it comes to the point where the government implements a new rule where without the card you can't go anywhere? He's then like, what are you guys gonna do?
So basically, if I don't have the,
yeah, like let's, you can't go nowhere.
So I'm locked up in my house regardless. But how would they know? I'll still be driving around.
Then let's say if you get caught, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what if it were to reach that point?
Yeah.
Then are you taking the vaccine or are you still sticking with like, nah, chill, I'm not taking it yet?
fuck it. Catch me ride. Get someone that has a card, make a fake ID. That's it.
I mean, yeah. Probably, it's just a it's a tough situation, tough decision, you know, take the vaccine or not.
I mean, personally, if it like if it's gonna help save elderly people in your home, then yeah, I'll take it. Cause like I have a grandfather at home, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I could be like, yo, I'll just be at home the whole time. But then I have no life. I can't go anywhere.
Because if you think about, okay, we've been doing this for how many months now without a vaccine right now?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
almost a year.
We've been stuck inside our house for a long time.
Like 10 months? Well, when did it initially hit us? In March or April?
March is when they actually announced like the lockdown in March.
In March, right?
Yeah.
And then it was ongoing since January. That's when we first found out about it.
Yeah. I think December, January.
Wow. It was COVID's year birthday last month.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know, man. Vaccine is it's a tough question, yo. Damn.
But it's just a concern of the side effects of what it's gonna do to your body. That's it.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's the only thing that kind of trips. That's the only thing that's getting me.
That's right the only now. Step back of the vaccine. That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. If there's no side effect, then I would have got it for sure.
If it's like, oh, okay, this is helping everyone else, like definitely I would take it. It's just the whole side effects, which is like, yo, like, what would the side effects?
How is it gonna react to your body?
Yeah. But I mean, they say that if you're allergic to any of the chemicals or anything that's inside of the medical ingredients, then you don't take it. They say. So I mean, if you're allergic to it, then I guess they give you like some like documents to make sure like, yo, he couldn't take it because he's allergic or she's allergic, whatever.
Bro, I got an allergy test done. The doctor told me, he's like, I'm allergic to trees. I was like, are you serious? I was like,
what?
He's like, I'm allergic to trees. I was like, wow.
Are you eating trees or something? Like, you're eating leaf? Like, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He's the like, branches?
I'm allergic to trees. I was like, what? Okay.
He's got allergic to Groot.
Yo, he's allergic to Groot, yo. For real. Groot? Yeah, okay, what kind of tree are you allergic to? What kind?
Didn't say.
Like a pine tree?
No, it's tree. Very minor. He's like, you're good. He's like, you can hug if you want. I'm like, for sure. Don't worry.
You love nature, right? You just want to hug the tree?
I'm in it. Pause. Oh, God.
Nature, guys. Nature. Yo, when I think about nature, I haven't been outside in a while. It's like, where's nature? But I keep a bit of nature with me at all times, you know?
That one fucking plant, bro.
But I just want to make sure everyone sees it. It is a
marijuana plant.
It's a money tree. It's a money tree, just to let you guys know.
How many monies you got, huh?
It's a money tree. So before anyone else starts thinking anything different, okay, relax, the money tree.
So pick up the other pot now. Pick up the other pot.
What other pot?
Pick up the other pot that's beside it.
What other pot?
Bro, don't.
It's a flower.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know that flower. I know where I got it from.
Yeah, yo, I still have it. Yeah, yo. That's what's going on with the whole thing. Let's talk about sports, yo. You know I love my sports. You know I love my sports out here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the NBA starts in 2 days.
The actual regular season. It's kind of crazy. It just finished, and we're already starting again. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, our team's in Tampa, eh? Stuck in Tampa?
The Tampa Bay Raptors, yo.
You guys see the logo?
Yeah, I think it was jokes. What do you guys think about the new uniforms, the jerseys?
That's not bad.
The City Edition ones?
There's the white and red, there's the black and red, then there's a Jordan one that they came out with as well. The City is the OVO one, the Toronto one. And I saw a picture of an alternate one with the black and the purple. I think that may be another one. I saw a picture for it. I'm not 100% sure, but like, oh, there's a lot of different designs. It's like five different designs right there.
Yeah, I mean, they're clean. Like, compared to like other teams, I think we have like some of the cleaner jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah, some
did,
of
them. Did not do like some Looney Tune version as well? Or they did some sort of theme. It was online. I saw it somewhere. It was like just concepts.
There's a lot. Yo, there's, okay. If there's one thing, there's a lot of people I see on Instagram or like designers that do concept jerseys and stuff. Yo, they need to hire them. They make some sick jerseys.
Yeah,
some they make sick. Some sick jerseys. Like Marvel X NBA crossover or like.
Yeah, the Marvel ones were.
Yeah. And then they do like old, for example, the NFL teams with the NBA teams.
Bro, yeah. The NFL ones are nasty.
Those ones are crazy.
I would get those jerseys. If they made those jerseys, I would get them. Like they look so clean.
Yeah, someone's got to hire those like artists, those designers.
Yeah, like they put a lot of work into it and like it looks pretty sick.
You're an artist too, eh?
Yo, we're all podcasters, yo. We're art. Yo, we do art.
Bro. Oh, Hart Simmerman himself. Art. Look, there's the art piece right there on his wall.
Oh, look at this guy. Yo. He's fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, basketball is out. What do you guys think? How are the Raptors going to do this year?
Bomb.
They're going to be all right. Like, top four seed.
I don't know. I feel, okay, top four, that's not bad. I feel they're going to be either 5 or 6.
Yeah, I'd put them like 4. Yeah, top 4.
Because I still have Milwaukee's up there. I'd still have Brooklyn's up there. I'd say Miami's up there. What's it called? Boston's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could see. Yeah, I say it's a 4 or 5. That's what I probably mix it up with.
Yeah, I can see that. I think they're better than Miami.
Oh, then there's Washington as well.
There's still Philly. He didn't mention them.
Washington, Philly. Ooh. This is going to be interesting. I just took that in. It was an interesting season. And who knows what's going to happen to James Harden? What if he comes to the East?
Yeah.
Do you think he's gonna?
I don't know if he'll come to the East. I'm not sure, like 100% what team, but I know he. I don't think he's gonna stay on Houston though.
Bro, friggin' Giannis will find a 5-year contract back with Bucks, no?
I was really hoping that he'd come to Toronto. I was really hoping.
Yeah, I think it's sort of hard to predict because, especially like with COVID, like players can still contract that, right?
Yeah.
So with that whole like thing playing, like it can factor, like God forbid tomorrow, like a certain team best player gets the COVID and he's out for a couple of games. At the end of the season, that can like sort of determine where you're placed in the standings.
Yeah. I mean, the whole team,
a big risk factor there too.
Yeah.
I know you're. Ravens got hit with a lot of COVID cases.
Oh man, that was something crazy. I was like, damn. But came back. I mean, we played against, well, after the whole COVID thing happened, what was it? We played Pittsburgh. We lost. But we all, you guys see the Cleveland game? You saw the Cleveland one?
That was sick. Yeah,
great. Oh, that was nasty. That game, that was probably game of the year for me.
Yeah.
That was sick. Lamar came back.
Crazy. I mean, good, yo. I mean, Baltimore's still doing fine. I mean, Baltimore is still going to be there. They're going to keep doing their thing. Baltimore is Lamar Jackson, bro. You can't, yo, what can you say? What can you say? Yeah, yo. What else can we say?
I zoomed out. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's like that whole LaMelo Ball set going on. He's a pretty good player.
I mean, like, yo, from what I've seen, he the game with him and Cole Anthony, yo, they actually went head to head. Like, they're good. That was pretty fun to watch, yo, just watching them go at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be a good player. I see it. He's gonna be good.
But I felt bad for the middle one. He didn't even get to play.
Oh, he got to cover Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. His time's gonna come though. He'll come. He'll get a chance.
Yeah.
D'Angelo.
NBA's gonna be interesting this year.
His dad was jokes. Do you remember, like, from last draft when Lonzo got drafted? And yeah. Then one of the reporters was saying something to him, but he's like, yo, watch. One of my next boys is going to come, and then I'm going to wear a hat that says, I told you so. And then when LaMelo got drafted, his hat said, I told you so.
LaVar, yeah.
LaVar.
That's crazy, yo. NBA is crazy. NFL's crazy. I mean, I can't wait. What's happening with sports, yo? I mean, I just hope the Leafs come back and the Leafs kill shit, yo. Like, that's long overdue is the Leafs, yo. Come on, you guys got to get together, yo. That's pretty much it, yo. That's pretty much it. Is that it for the episode, guys? Is that it?
I think so. I'm trying to think of if there's any happiness.
I mean, supposedly, I think Wonder Woman's supposed to come out at the end of December, next week.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder Woman out here, yo.
Movies. There's going to be a lot of wicked movies coming out soon.
Yeah, but yo, can you go in theaters? No, you can't, right?
No.
Ah, man. See, that's a different experience.
Turn the studio into a theater.
Yeah. I'm kind of and for Top Gun. Not going to lie. Like, low-key. Tom Cruise's.
All you hear is his rant when he spazzed out.
Yes. Yeah.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
I mean, like, yo, he spazzed out, but what he said was facts. That's all.
It was facts, still. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was facts.
He had to be right, though. I'm not gonna lie.
He's like, at the end of the day, like, there's people who like rely on this to like feed their family. It's a job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys don't want to, like, you know, like, take this thing seriously, you put all their jobs at risk during a time like this.
Yeah.
All he said was straight facts. I'm like, yo, you could spaz, like, go ahead, but yo, like, it made sense what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think they definitely learned the lesson.
Yo,
because if that doesn't get through your thick skull, then I don't know what's getting through your skull.
Yo, I was reading the comments. People are like, "Oh, you let someone like that yell at you? You how can you just stand there and take that and not say anything back?" I'm like, "Yo, man." Clearly, you just never had anyone yell at you before.
But yo, like,
clearly,
it's a fucking worldwide pandemic. What are you talking about? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Precautions,
bro. There's probably a reason why they didn't speak out. It's because they don't want to get fired.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You fully say if you do it again, you're fired. Like, you're out.
Yeah, and if any one of them even like whispered back to Tom, they're out.
Like, what'd you say?
He'd be like, what'd you say? Get the fuck out.
What'd you say?
Yo, he snapped. I was like, yo, shit, I'm on again. Like, you just like snapped.
Mm-hmm. Man snapped, yo.
Tom Cruise.
Run that by me again.
Tom Cruise is up there, yo. Tom Cruise,
Man's gonna actually take that jet, bro. Like, he's gonna.
Just because this rant, I really want to watch Mission Impossible 7. Just because this rant. Like, I just want to see, like, I really want to see it now.
This guy didn't stop with those, bro, but they're wicked. Each movie.
Every single one of them, yo, he puts the work in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, yo,
it's like how Fast and Furious has like a lot of theirs, but like each movie kind of had dropped. But Tom Cruise has like the same level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think we're good for the episode today. We just getting back into things. I mean, this is the life again. The life.
This might be the new norm for a while. So
for a while, yeah. I mean, okay. We will be posting more episodes. We just had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We'll get back into this because everyone's messaging me saying, "Yo, man, where the episodes at? Yo, come on, where the episodes? You guys are like, where
they're
are you
coming, guys? They're coming, just slow, just coming slow.
Like, bro, come on, man. It's
we're trying to figure life out right now.
Yeah, yo, like, when we get the chance, we definitely will push episodes out.
Like, facing technical difficulties just from the beginning of this. I mean,
yeah, exactly. You know, we're just trying to get back into the thing, but yeah, maybe.
Can you hear me?
2 weeks.
Can you hear me?
2 weeks, Megan. We'll what happened? What?
No, I was like in the beginning. Remember, like, yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, yo, this guy was like, there's an ET out here, yo.
Oh, should I do it? Should I do it? I can do it again.
Nah,
I'm dying. No. I'm dying because of the glasses.
Oh, oh man.
I'm gonna go back to my studio. Oh no.
Like, yo, we're figuring things out, yo. We're still trying to figure things out. Whatever you could do, just watch the videos, listen to it, like it, share it, subscribe. Guys, peace out. You've been notified. Peace.